SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in our program, we talk about the World Heritage Youth Leadership Training Workshops. And today we continue with Oliver Jackson's story about Rolling Calf in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome, and do stay with us. The Jamaica National Commission for UNESCO will be hosting youth leadership training workshops on World Heritage. These workshops are aimed at building awareness and capacity in the area. The workshops are also geared at getting young people to understand the importance and dynamics of World Heritage. Programs Director at the Jamaica National Commission on UNESCO, Dr. Maria Smith, says on day one of the workshop, areas to be explored include the global perspective on World Heritage, Jamaica's presence in World Heritage, as well as the potential World Heritage sites in Jamaica as set out by the National Heritage Trust.
The second day we are going on field trips. We're going to Lone Jungle Mountain, that is a site we have put up as a World Heritage site. And in the afternoon we go to Port Royal, which is on the potential sites for heritage. The third day now, it's more or less a youth day. So we'll have one of the young people looking at the role of youth in the preservation and marking of heritage sites. And then we will be having group discussions, World Heritage in Young Hands, and the minister. Minister Hannah will then be addressing the conference.
There will be two sets of workshops. The first one will be in Kingston from March 25 to 27 at the Knutsford Court Hotel. The second workshop is scheduled for the second city of Montego Bay from April 15 to 17 at the Wexford Court Hotel. Registration will begin for each workshop at 9 a.m. daily.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Vision 2030 is aimed at guiding the country's development over the next 15 years. By then, our children will be adults. This long-term plan can help to determine the steps to take today to achieve the results we want for the future. As a good plan guides the construction of a tall building, so Vision 2030 will guide us into building a secure and prosperous country. Our community notice for today. The St. Catherine High School, in association with Proactive Lifestyle, will be hosting Health Fair 2015 under the theme Home, Family, Community and Health. This is planned for Friday, March 27 at 35 St. John's Road, Spanish Town. Come get your free HIV test, diabetes test and doctor checkups. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
This same night, while passing by the neighbor's cemetery, I saw like there was something in the road, and it was pitch dark, you know. I thought more or less, this must be a rolling calf. When I walk a little further, it looked like something is still growing, and I run and I say, whoa, and go around and around the cemetery that I wouldn't walk in at night to get to my house. When I got up in the morning, I went to look to see what it was. The breeze blew on a tree, and a tree limb and a tree leaves fell right in the middle of the pass. I was shocked.
And remember, you too can share your favorite memories. Just email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.